CoalitionMemorial.org was launched in November of 2003. It documents the deaths of more than 5,000 soldiers from 31 different countries in the so-called coalition fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. Chet Borowski says he expects to keep posting the stories of all the soldiers killed in both countries for the foreseeable future on his website.
There are supposed guarantees that we're going to leave Iraq, but Afghanistan is a whole other story. So I think we're going to be in Afghanistan for quite some time, we and other nations that are willing to serve and fight.
Borowski has 31 national flags waving on his front lawn to honor coalition casualties. He says he hopes both wars will end soon so his memorial can be complete, and he also hopes the U.S. will change its policy of refusing to make each combat death a public event for the whole nation to mourn.
Saying, let's remember our fallen right away. You know, soldiers go to war and soldiers do die. This is just the reality. And part of what the military does is honor them right away. But we are not shown that. I wish we would be shown that. It's an important part of being a soldier.
On the memorial website, you can find links to foreign news services, most recently in Canada and Denmark, documenting the national pomp and circumstance surrounding the return of the bodies of slain soldiers from those countries. Borowski says until the U.S. starts allowing similar ceremonies, he'll continue to honor the slain soldiers on his website. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.